Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
A revelation where he saw a ladder and angels ascending and descending, the Lord above it. And then Jacob woke up and said something. Jacob woke up from his sleep, and I'm reading the Message translation, Genesis 28, 16 to 17. Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, God is in this place truly. Do you believe that God is here? And I didn't even know it. He was terrified. In fact, what God is going to do, you'll be terrified. Oh, do you believe it? He whispered in awe, incredible. I said, God is going to do an incredible thing in your life. Wonderful. Holy. This is God's house. Somebody say, this is God's house. This is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to believe that God is in our midst. And this place is full of what? Testimonies, isn't it? This morning, the testimony I'm going to read emphasizes the importance of what? Prophetic declarations and flowing with the Spirit, during the what gathering service. Are you ready? Oh, then give the Lord a shout. So this is deliverance from near death. I see God delivering you in the name of Jesus. It says, I want to testify about how God miraculously delivered my family and I from pain 3 weeks ago as we came to church. It was a beautiful Sunday morning, and we were all excited about coming into the presence of the Lord to have fellowship with God and with one another. And you must be excited when you come to church, isn't it? The family comprises my husband and I, the children, and our dear mother. That Sunday morning, we came to church with Mom, full of joy. We clearly remember how she danced while entering the church because it was during praises and worship time. The service proceeded smoothly that Sunday morning, and then Bishop Sam mounted the stage. Just before Bishop preached, he asked us to go around and greet one another, after which we were going to sing and dance as we normally do. I obeyed and went to a few familiar friends. Someone say, hey. But Bishop Sam admonished us to rather go to people we didn't know. So I obeyed. So when you come to church, flow, isn't it? While I did that, Bishop was led to say that instead of singing, we should rather pray for the people we were greeting. I said in my head, this is new. Someone say, Kai. He asked us to first ask whoever we were holding whatever the person desired of the Lord and prayed with that. Bishop was led to pray very powerful prayers that day. After praying for one another, Bishop Sam made some declarations over our lives. Hallelujah. Bishop said that no evil that had been orchestrated against our lives was going to prosper. Bishop also prayed that none of us nor our family members was going to die. I believed and received all the declarations fully. Someone say fully. Little did I know that those prayers were going to save my mother's life. In the course of the service, my mom had a crisis and had to be attended to. When it happened, Bishop Sam, who was then in front preaching, saw someone being taken out of the church from the back. He immediately started speaking in tongues and said, it will not happen in Jesus' name. It will not happen. Someone say, amen. Amen. He then asked all of us to pray. Church, to cut a long story short, to the glory of God, my mother recovered in no time and came back to life. Hallelujah. Oh, you cannot be sitting down. Hey! Hallelujah. There's power in this house. There's power in this house. When the crisis happened, she had my baby on her lap. But God being so good, nothing happened to the baby. Hallelujah. Oh, did you hear me? I said nothing happened to the baby, and no evil shall befall you in the name of Jesus. We believe one of the angels who are always present in this church was assigned to carry the baby at that time. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. God will take care of you and take care of your seed. We went to the clinic immediately after this, and all the thorough medical checks revealed that Mom was in perfect condition and there was absolutely nothing wrong with her. Oh, church, help me appreciate God. Hallelujah. 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 By the grace of God, she's doing very well, still loving and serving her God. We want to thank God for delivering our mother from death. The story could have been different. Yes, the story could have been different because some other people have had similar crises and did not make it. But by the grace of God, she's doing well, and we cannot thank God enough. Oh, church, let's appreciate the God of this house who is always here with us. Amen. We want to thank our anointed pastor, Bishop Sam, who led us to pray to abort the plan of the devil for my mom that day. We believe with all our hearts that the prayers Bishop led us to pray that day were for our mother, and that was what saved her life. Oh, church, let's appreciate God for the gift of God in our midst. Amen. I want us to know that God is here with us, and we are blessed with a pastor who is very sensitive to the voice of God. What a blessing it is to be part of this family. Thank you, Bishop Sam. Turn to your friend and say, this is my church, and this is my home, and I ain't going anywhere. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I hardly see people kneel down during worship these days. You don't have to be at the front before you kneel. You can be at the back and kneel. You can be wherever. And the Bible says that at yasifona empeni fwedwe no na wakoto so. You know it's in the Bible. At yasifona empeni fwedwe no na wakoto so riwo. Then we say. Yes, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yami, yeah, oh, ti umoja, nato, yenuti, yakoto, na yesori, oh, yekase, oh,
they will cast it aside. They forget who they are. Hallelujah. They forget about their background.
Hallelujah.
They forget about their money.
Hallelujah.
They forget about their education. And they will just cast it down. Hey! Before God, I am a nobody.
Hallelujah.
Before God,
hallelujah,
I am a nobody.
Hallelujah.
And then they will now say, this is why he created us. To receive glory, honor, and praise. For he has created all things. All things. All things. I see burdens being lifted up this morning.
Hallelujah.
I see God doing things in your life this morning. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. You have created all things for thy pleasure. Before you, we are nobodies.
Yes.
Who are we?
Who are we?
Before you. We thank you.
Thank you.
We give you praise. We give you glory. Today we say, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let that person for whom you have brought a special miracle,
yes,
not live here without it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. May everyone live here with witness or expectations met. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Wow. I've titled my message, Timely Appreciation and Honoring the Gift of God. Timely appreciation, which in itself is a message. And then honoring the gift of God.
Se yadi enimunyam beshe nyankopon.
Christians, I want to tell you something, that as soon as you became a Christian, you became a different person. And the way you were to live became different. And then the Bible made us to know that from now, as you are born again, as you are a Christian, you are going to live by faith. It means that the way we live and the rules and our laws are different from the rules and laws that guides an ordinary person. There are a lot of things that if we do helps us as Christians. It is part of our kingdom work and kingdom relationship and kingdom principles. It may not make sense in the world, but it is very, very important. And there are some things that are important to us as Christians, but not important to people of the world. Even some Christians at a certain level of maturity, it's not important to them. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 17, just to point something to you.
Deuteronomy 4.
He said, I have taught you statutes and judgments. I've taught you things as a nation, even as the Lord commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. And
said,
keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
It's
your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations. So the nations, all of them have their own wisdoms and the way they move. But yours is this.
The laws that God has given to you. The ways that God has taught you to live. And the Bible says that. For this is your wisdom, understand the sound. We shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
No mekase, we ampara sa aman kesiye eya amaya omuwa nyansa.
For what nation is there so great who had God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for?
Now my ben kesiye siya owa nyankupon ben say.
You see what I'm saying? See, he said that wisdom is what will differentiate you between you and other nations. The same wisdom that the people will criticize, why are you doing this? It's also what will make you stand out. What will make you stand out? So don't ever stop living by faith in the word of God. And believe in the full gospel of God. And you'll be blessed. That is why appreciation is part of the things God has taught us. And honoring the gift of God is part of the wisdom that God has given to us. And it shall make you great. It shall set you apart. It shall separate you from other people. It shall make people not be able to understand why you earn the same salary. But your life is way, way, way ahead of them. One day, one brother who works in the military, he said that some of his colleagues were asking him, so do we all receive the same salary? Because he had changed his car about twice that year or within 2 years. So do we all work in the same place? Do we all receive the same salary? You see, what was happening was that God was making him different from the other nations because he had his wisdom. May people come and ask you whether we are in the same organization. When people are saying that market is hard, when people are saying that the dollar is not stable, you will be smiling. You'll be smiling. And they will not understand. It's because this is your wisdom. You have a special wisdom from God. Hallelujah. So in Mark chapter 14, verse 3 and 9. And being in Bethany, Mark 14, 3 and 9. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper.
Bethany, Simon,
as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. Very precious.
Ah, a sombo.
And she break the box.
Na obu adiano.
And poured it on his head.
No, or the goo, or the gunitim.
Very precious box. Very expensive thing.
Na, boarding.
She broke it.
A pine.
And poured the content on Jesus' head.
The woman or the goo, nitim.
And listen to verse 4. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Can you imagine? So it is not today that people who believe God and honor God have been told or mocked at that they don't have sense.
It says
that why was this waste of ointment made?
Verse
5. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. And have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. So when this woman had seen a precious gift to her, you don't know the cost of the oil. This one is solo, so I have to be careful. In my alabaster bowl.
The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbled through the tears that make her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger. Her folks whispered, there's no place here for your kind. Slow she came through the chain that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box.
Don't be angry.
Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry my fear with my hair.
Listen, you weren't there.
You weren't there the night he found me. You did not
see what I felt.
When he brought his love all around me, you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box.
He says, you weren't there.
No, Niho.
You weren't there. See, if you knew what God had done for her, if you knew what this Jesus, when all forsook her,
When
she didn't have anybody to talk to.
No, ni obi oni ne bekasa.
When everybody will look at her and turn her its face from her.
Obi ahwe na no adane ne nia.
And then this son of God came her way.
Anyankopon baba ni
nje. And wrapped his hand around her.
Awo de nsa ekata ne ho.
And showed love to her.
Awo che na odo.
So if she's pouring the oil,
nti so de sangwe
yebo. If she's breaking the expensive thing,
nti so de ade a ne bo ase egu ne so.
You don't appreciate what God has done for you.
Wo na se ne nyamia.
But she appreciates it. The reason you could complain, and it was said that Judas was one of them, but the reason people complained was that they had forgotten. If they remembered, they rather would have also gone to bring their boxes of ointment and not criticize, not show indignation. She knew what God had done for her. You know, offering always comes from knowing what God has done for you. Let me go on, verse 6. And Jesus said, let her alone. Let her alone. She said, Munjano. Let her alone. Munjano.
Let her alone.
And he said,
no, can I say?
Why trouble her?
Didn't know her no.
She had wrought a good work on me.
Why ye ejuma pa ewo me so?
You see, if I came to church today and somebody came
and came back so and then obi ba me nchen
and gave me a nice car.
And all the car.
I'm still waiting for it. Give me a nice car.
All the car fe be che mia.
A nice Land Cruiser.
I thought
I was going to say Beetle. And I said, she has done well. You have done well.
Why are they?
You people say, this man, let her know she has done a good thing.
Why are they?
What does it mean that Jesus was approving what she had done? He approved of it.
That
is a good thing. What she has done is a good thing. But you are thinking that she should have used the money to do something else. You know, sometimes when we are doing fundraising, even some people, when they are coming forward, others sit down and in their head, they say things like that about them. Some say the pastor is taking the money. Some say the women are emotional. Some say the man is emotional. Some say they don't have sense. They say so many things. But you see, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. He says, you have done a good thing.
Yes, you see why you are the pa.
And listen to verse 7. What they were saying they should use the money for. Listen to it. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, you may do good to them. But you don't always have me with you. This is also a loaded statement. This TV shows that Jesus didn't come to eradicate poverty.
Yes, Wambaso be you here.
Cries for the eradication of poverty in the world by the year 2025.
Yes, Wambaso be you here.
No, he didn't come to do that.
Wambasa.
Even he said that you always have the poor with you. Where do you want us to eradicate poverty?
Then I'll just say, bet me you here if you ask him.
But don't let the presence of poverty stop you from doing what you need to do. In actual fact, that is what will even bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eight, she has done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. So she was memorialized by Jesus. Everywhere her name is mentioned for what she did. Now Jesus is saying that she had come to anoint her for her death. Timely appreciation. She is not waiting for him to die before she honors. You know, many of us will wait for people to die before we honor them. Your father is alive. His house is not painted. You don't even visit him. As soon as he dies, you find money to go and paint the house. And you come and put a dead body in the house. How would this person benefit from the painting of the house? And you get to know that even that painting was a selfish move. Because it is for your own benefit. Because the people who come will give in sawa. So you want them to come and sit down giving sawa. So the paint, you have calculated it in the funeral.
Paint in the ground, calculate.
Timely appreciation. Don't let people die before you appreciate them. Oh, don't let people be taken from you before you appreciate them. Hallelujah. Jesus said she has done.
This is why.
And Jesus approved of it. Hallelujah. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because it's very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when God gives you a gift, with time you can easily forget about what God has given to you. You can easily forget about it. That is why those who were standing by were saying the things they were saying. Even the person he was going to visit, Simon the leper. Do you know that in those days, if you had leprosy, people shouldn't come close to you? So for Jesus to go for dinner at his place, and for all people to be there, what do you think had happened?
Then he see.
It means Simon the leper had been healed. And had been certified clean. So if for nothing at all, Simon the leper alone should have come out to tell the people that they should shut up. But But he didn't say. Sometimes it's not what you say. Sometimes your silence itself is bad. It's not what you say, what you don't say, but being silent. Because you, those days, if you were coming among people, you should put a bell by your dress or whatever you are wearing, and you should make some sound so that people will clear from the way. Because if they come and come and touch you, they will be contaminated. But today, Jesus is coming for dinner in your house. Some of you were like Simon the leper. God has blessed you. God has healed you. But you are forgotten. And forgetfulness is a very bad thing. Forgetfulness is a very, very bad thing. It's one of the things that God doesn't like at all if you forget. Bible says God is not unjust or unrighteous to forget. Hallelujah. So as a church, one of the kingdom principles that brings prosperity and breakthrough is to know how to honor the gift of God. Is to know how to honor the gift of God. And I'll introduce you today and we'll continue next week. Now, what is this gift I am talking about? The gift I'm talking about, we can find it in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. When you read verse 8, wherefore he saith,
okay, say.
When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and did what? God gave gifts.
To men.
And he gave the gift to who?
To men.
He gave gifts to men. So let's go to verse 11. What are these gifts that he gave to men? He gave some apostles.
Or maybe one summa four.
So these are the gifts. To men. So an apostle is a gift to you from God. And some prophets. And some evangelists. And some pastors. And teachers. These are gifts. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But he gave gifts. Now this makes us to know that the gifts that God has given to us are people. Hallelujah. The gift God has given is a person you can see. So that you can appreciate God's gift. For the purpose that God has given the gift to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this gift are for the perfecting, that's to lead. For the perfecting of the saints. To help to lead the saints. So, the gift is a person. And you can always see the effect of a person who is a gift from God in your life.
Or
the effect of the absence of a gift from God. Or a leader, a good leader from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greatest gift of a country will be what? A leader. I don't know whether we should say that God has given us gifts. Political gifts. He gave some president. He gave some parliamentarians. He gave some DCs. A good leader is supposed to give you a good nation. So the greatest gift a nation can get is a good leader.
Good leader.
And if we had good leaders in Africa, all our roads will be done. It can be done in Africa. It has been done in Rwanda. If you go to Rwanda, how many of you watched Hotel Rwanda recently? They were in a civil war, they killed themselves and everything. Today, Rwanda is like Europe. Because of a presence of a good leader.
And
we need to pray for good leaders. A family is going to be good when they have a good father. When you have a good father, and you are blessed to have a good father in the family setting. I'm talking about family, your family session. You have to have a good father who will tell you to go to school, who
will
do all everything to pay your school fees to go to
school.
For a church,
for a sorry so.
You also need a good pastor. And I don't know whether if God looks down on earth, he will say that the pastors he has given to the church are good leaders. I don't think so. Because a good pastor is supposed to lead you like Moses to the place flowing with milk and honey. And then when you are going through your wilderness, he will be there with you. Your some wayness, he will go to God and plead for you and make sure you arrive at your destination. So if you see a good pastor, you should see a good pastor. If you see a good leader, you should see a good leader.
So,
we can say that Paul Kagame is a good leader. We don't need anybody to tell us. We don't need anybody to tell that Paul Kagame is a good leader. So if you group all the other leaders, you can say he stands out. I hope many more will come out like that. We are praying for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So the gift is a man. So let's leave the word and come to our own. The gift is a man that God has given to you. And in the United Denominations, God has given us a gift. He gave gifts to man, to men. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. He has given us a gift. I don't know about you. You weren't there when I was minding my own business, when I was going my own way. But he saw me. He found me and said that you are called. You can be a pastor. He gave me life. He gave me something to live for. He gave me an eternal thing to work for. You were in there. And if he had not sent me to Tema, a lot of you would not even have known one, Christ. Two, your beloved. Even to become a marriage, you found your beloved in church. How did the church come about? But you are filled with indignation because you are forgotten. God has given us a man who has led us almost 18 nations. You see, when we say we have 18 churches in 18 nations, do you know what it means?
Look,
if you like, travel to some of our branches and see. You see people who have given their life to Christ who would never have been born again.
Never.
Sometimes I go and I see some of the people, I say, yeah, God, you are great. He has led us to become pastors. He has led some of you to become shepherds. Even the shepherd we are doing, we have forced you to become a shepherd. One day, that is what is going to count. One day, even the shepherd we are, look at how we are forcing you to become a shepherd. One day, that's when you will see the difference between a good leader and a leader. Some of you had your job because of the church. You have your peace some time ago. By now, like today is Sunday morning, by Saturday night, you don't know the men who slept with you, you can't even count them. Because you were drunk, so you didn't know, you can't even know how many of them. And the children you have, you don't even know whose father is there. I mean, which of the ones child is this one? They are all walking out. We don't know which one is which. One brother, he came to me, he said, look, this lady says that the child is his son. So I asked him, how do you know? Then I said, why has it taken so long before they are coming to church? This lady is now about 18 years or 20 something years. He said, the reason that it has taken this long was that we were five. That night we were five. So for a long time she didn't know which was which. But as the baby has grown, it's like, oh, he talks like me. I said, my brother, don't bring yourself at all. So I said, look, go and do DNA.
It's me catching his uncle DNA.
Five. Do DNA.
Kwe DNA.
When he did the DNA, do you know what happened? DNA. It wasn't him. Because people look alike. So how did they say? But see, the problem was that the person didn't see. And but today, even the woman I'm talking about is also born again. And some of you were like that. But you are so soon forgetting. Hey! God has given us a gift in the person of our bishop, our prophet, our pastor, our teacher. And we have put aside a day. We have put aside a day. Put on Galatians 6:6. We have put aside a day that we used to honor him. You know, anytime you have a time to honor somebody or a day for something, it is to remind you of something you should do every day. It is just there as a reminder that you should do it every day. So we have set aside a day we call Galatians 6:6 as a church. Because we know our wisdom. We know what to make other nations look at us and tell us that this is a great nation. And so say, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth. Communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. You see, let him that is taught in the word. How many of you are taught in the word? He said, communicate unto him that teacheth. Look, every Sunday as I come and teach you the word, I am telling you that somebody taught me. Are you understand what I'm saying? I am telling you that the word I am preaching that you are so happy about. And how many of you are blessed when I preach?
Wow.
Sometimes I get surprised when I'm preaching, people stand up. I say, what did I say? What did I say?
I'm preaching.
All that I said and I say and I preach are things I've heard my father say. I've heard my father preach. Are books my father has written that I have read it, eating it, and communicating to you. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So the food I'm giving to you, demons and how to deal with them. I came for this one because the demons have been plenty for some time.
Mercy.
And we have cast all of them out in Jesus' name. That's why today don't have demons. Somebody came to our church and said, we don't do deliverance. I asked him, do you want to be delivered from anything? He said, no. I said, why do you say we don't do? I said, what? The people who are there, have they told you they are in bondage? I don't understand you. Because you cannot be under this word for a minimum of 6 months. It should be one day, but maybe you came with some stubborn ones. So a minimum of 6 months and tell me that you still have demons. Haven't you even realized that the demon of fornication these days you have stopped?
Who's the demon of fornication? Yeah, or how?
Haven't you stopped that? Haven't you said that? Okay, even if you have not stopped, haven't you said gradually, when you do it, you are not happy? Formally, when you do it, you lie and say, do it again. But now, haven't you said when you do it, either you cry, you feel so sorry, I won't do it again. How many of you have been there before? I won't do it again. Yeah. It's the word. You have been delivered. You've been delivered. And may the deliverance be complete in the name of Jesus. That's why when you are in church, look, go through New Believer School, come regularly. You leave your demons to us. We shall commend the demons to the teaching of the word. For Jesus said, the words that I preach, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit and life. You cannot be exposed to the word like this, and your some weakness will not change. Some of you wives, you are becoming worse. Your demons are becoming worse. When you hear the word, demons, you will not listen.
Hey.
You are supposed to be broken. The demons are leaving. Look, even some of you are looking more beautiful than you came. When I first saw you in church, it was not like you were looking now.
What's the sakura?
You can say that you have changed. It is the, you see, the spirit of God that is coming through the word, washing you by the word. And some of you, you are not married not because you are not beautiful. No, demons have done something to your face. Having to say that sometimes those who marry are not the most beautiful. Or the guys are not the most handsome. Most wives, if they had opportunity, they could have changed their husbands. The rare one they wanted, they didn't get. So they settled for second best. Shakataya Tabasaya. And most husbands too. The rare wife they wanted, they didn't get. So they settled for. Who is driving me to this message? Your soul witness must go. As you expose yourself, see, it's not the most beautiful that Mario.
And you're
as you hear the word, you become a center leader, you become a fellowship shepherd, you become a this. Then see that suddenly, some beauty. Beauty that doesn't come with fascinators. Beauty that doesn't come with lipstick. Beauty that comes from something you cannot explain. And then when they see the boy who came to propose to you, they say, but didn't this boy see these other girls? Haven't you seen a man with a wife's
this is not your husband.
This is not the type of man. The man should have gone for somebody like me. hey! But you see, it is some beauty. As we teach. So I'm saying that, look, the teaching of the word is powerful. Who is taught? And I'm telling that the person who teaches you, every one of us in UD, our father and our prophet, Bishop Doug Ewart Mills.
Bishop Doug Ewart Mills, or papa. Any edifo.
If there's anything you should learn from Jesus, you should learn that no matter what Jesus did on earth, and I'm a friend of Jesus, did great things. Everywhere he went, he was doing good.
A mighty healer.
love. He healed the leper.
Lepers. Cripples.
When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing.
And he raised the dead. Do you know Jesus raised the dead? Somebody was dead for 4 days.
Obi
he went and stood at Awudome Cemetery.
Awudome Cemetery
and shouted the person's Lazarus!
Lazarus!
Come out!
What's the P, bro?
Come forth. And Lazarus came.
Now Lazarus by.
But in all this, Jesus never ever forgot that he was sent.
Say yes, man.
By God. He said, what I say is what my father says. What I hear my father say is what I say. And I will do nothing. Look at what we have here. Who brought us here? Who brought us here? Do you remember?
Okay.
When our father came to
Cornerstone Cathedral.
And I thought Cornerstone Cathedral was, wow.
I said,
what a place. What at the building?
Ah, let me see. Ah, hey. Dan Efe.
But there were days that I couldn't so no. Opa.
Remember,
I'm finished Cornerstone. It was on top, innit? Oh, people yeah. Will come for every homecoming. People come to
homecoming.
We have it has been the same days. But today, look at where
that's
we are.
NFBO.
Abe Dawenya. Recently, when somebody was telling us, if I'm a bit, they say, you say I'm from Tema because they don't understand what they're. If you say a bit, when you're, it sounds like I'm from Eastern region or something. Is it Eastern region? Yeah, it's Greater Accra region. Yeah. And out of Abe, great works shall be done.
Abe has said, you know, you're my Kessie ACC.
He was the one, if he came with me here,
measure
the land. This place should be built like this.
So, you ain't see Dainy say.
He told me.
Oh no, catch me.
If it was me.
Come here.
Even when he was sending me to Masa, I won't go.
Also, me about to Makra.
I wasn't happy.
Let me ninja.
If it was me alone.
Come in, come here.
You know, I don't sleep.
I am in doubt.
I don't sleep. People call me. They want money for blocks. Money for
blocks. I'm on the top blocks in your mind.
I would also want to be like you and sleep and be happy.
Come in here, come in. Say where Adebi and Madam.
Because we have finished Cornerstone Cathedral.
It's as you hear Cornerstone.
But look at how beautiful this place.
That's share. I have seen.
So we have a good father.
Yeah, well, a Japa.
One of the things I love about our father is the way he encourages us for evangelism.
Adebi,
I
come here. Power and honey. Say the
encourages us to work. For evangelism.
See encourage.
He encourage. Look, if you are a fellowship shepherd, maybe you're some of you when we're even creating WhatsApp chat, you take yourself out because of your data.
You will be here WhatsApp chat.
Because of your data. You say, when you receive it, then your data will finish and all those things, and you take yourself because you are left.
Let's see.
And of those who leave, we don't have their name, so you say this is normal left. That's why you leave. This is normal left. You get it. But it is for your good. A leader who would let you work for God.
Hey.
By now, look at you sitting here. Would you be singing? So we thank God for our bishop and our father and our prophet. Galatians 6 says we are going to show that we are wise people. Where we shall communicate to our prophets our good things. Look, I remember I told you. Once I told her, I said, you shall be receiving dollars.
Okay.
Receive dollars in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It wasn't long.
And check.
And even this one, she thinks she has seen something. She's even going to see the real ones. Now that you have been taught, Galatians 6 is the time that we are going to communicate to our Father that we thank you. We thank you for the word you speak to us every day. Some of us, our podcast, the podcast of Bishop,
podcast
is what has kept us.
And they crying.
The prayers. Sometimes I see some of the pastors take portion of the prayer and they will post on our chat. And early morning like that, when you pray, you say, you have been prayed for. And you go on the day. Don't forget. Don't forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to lead you in our wisdom, so that we can have breakthrough in this church. About 10 pastors, they are due to be in charge of dedications.
Amen.
You know, definitely they come dedicate your house.
Ash.
Anything that should be dedicated.
Amen.
Your house, your child, your land, your car, your job, your business, your
wage.
You are not receiving what I'm telling you. Hey. We want a team of pastors. They'll be in charge of dedication. And I see you become one of those who will be part of those who come and dedicate. So me, anything that can make you great, I will talk about it. One of the greatest things is to honor the gift of God. He gives gift to men. Next week, God willing, we'll go on to it. But Galatians 6 says, I'm not going to give you an envelope to honor your father. You yourself will take an
envelope
and put Anna. If she had come to break, there are some perfume when you use, even when you pass, it's almost like you have no bath.
The
car you go them gao one. Tulale. It's even better if you don't use it. If you break that one,
so the bar,
nobody will mind you. But if you go and break a perfume. Designer lavender. Kevin Klein. Golden what? If we don't use designer perfume, we can't talk. Who's supposed to make us say what? What? Versace? Gucci. Yeah. Yes, which one? Designer. Isimiyaki. Versace. Wanted. Hey! So, Anna, look, we are going to break our boxes. Francis, let's break our boxes. And honor the gift. And God will honor you. She has done a good thing. These are one of the few places that God is saying directly that this is good. Let's do it, and God will bless you. Galatians says this comes on the 7th of October.
Galatians is 7th October.
Let's honor our prophet. Next week, God willing, I'm going to give you some truth about honoring the gift. And you'll be blessed. Shall we bow our heads? Oh, you can put your hands together if you want to. Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise, we give you glory for visiting us in a special way.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Father, especially for the fact that some people came here today with needs. And miraculously, you have met those needs.
Hallelujah.
They can't even see it. But Lord, as I felt at the beginning and as you told me at the beginning, thank you that especially you have come to visit people here today. And they are not living here the same.
Amen.
And thank you for this powerful key you have also given to us of honor.
Yes, Lord.
The gift that you give to us. Thank you.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
As I preach, that God was touching your heart to give your life to Jesus. Say this with you. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today. I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
And I confess Jesus. As my Lord and Savior. From today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Papa.
Mede makuma mao.
Mesrao.
Fami boni nyina chemi.
Natural midin.
Ewo nkwa humanim. Ewo Yesu dim.
Ana
mebo mpae. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay Dawenia. God bless you.